And now, back to the news.
COVID-19 remains firmly in the news. We will hear that the rates seem to be falling slowly in Norwich. The food court in Castle Quarter is going to remain a vaccination centre for the foreseeable future, so don't go there for a burger. The University of East Anglia is launching a research programme into the loss of smell associated with COVID. A shocking COVID-related hoax was reported from some schools, and we learnt that fraud levels in general are high, with more than 5,000 reports of fraud in Norfolk made in 1 year. Norfolk Trading Standards reported to the Evening News that there are 4 kinds of scam affecting local households at the moment. We will all need to be vigilant. David will start with the COVID news.
Coronavirus rates among Norfolk schoolchildren have hit a record high, but overall case rates in the Norwich area have fallen by almost a fifth. Figures from Public Health England show that in the 7 days up to September the 17th, the case rate among children aged 10 to 14 was 668 cases per 100,000 and just under 500 per 100,000 among 5 to 9-year-olds. In Norwich, case rates were down 22.3% from 249 per 100,000 to 193. While the numbers went up over the summer, schools have now gone back and the number of outbreaks is increasing. There are currently more than 20 outbreaks in schools and colleges. The rising case rates come as widespread COVID vaccination of under 16s has got underway in Norfolk schools. Children aged 12 to 15 are being offered their first dose of the Pfizer jab, with sessions taking place in schools. Despite the rising rates among schoolchildren, overall rates for Norfolk have fallen, with case rates down in every district. The number of people with COVID in hospital has also fallen, and the number of patients in hospital who tested positive for COVID-19 has likewise fallen. Case rates for Norfolk as a whole fell by 17.7% in the 7 days up to Friday, September the 17th. They went down from 269 per 100,000 over the previous week to 221.
Schools in Norfolk have been targeted by hoax COVID vaccine letters aimed at spreading misinformation. Youngsters aged 12 to 15 are now eligible to receive a first dose of the Pfizer jab as part of a programme which began on September the 20th and is being delivered primarily through sessions taking place in schools. But some head teachers have reported receiving letters which include a consent checklist under a fake NHS logo, which they are asked to share with parents and students. Among those schools sent the hoax letter were those in the St John the Baptist Multi-Academy Trust, which includes Notre Dame High School in Norwich. It looks like a checklist and appears very convincing, but it's only when you read it in detail that you realise it's very clearly trying to project an anti-vax message, said Trust Chief Executive Brian Conway. Controversy over the vaccination of under-16s has prompted concerns schools should be targeted by campaigners. The UK Health Security Agency said it was aware some schools have been receiving misinformation about the programme. Mr Conway said, "As far as we are aware, it has been sent to schools across Norfolk. Most of the secondaries we think may have got it, but none have fallen for it."
Patients in Norfolk are taking part in a project to see whether vitamin A could help people regain their sense of smell after viral infections, including COVID-19. Researchers at the University of East Anglia and James Paget University Hospital hope the study, funded by the National Institute for Health Research, could one day help improve the lives of millions around the world by returning their fifth sense. Smell loss expert Professor Carl Philpott said, "The huge rise in smell loss caused by COVID-19 has created an unprecedented worldwide demand for treatment. He said previous research had shown the impact of smell loss included depression, anxiety and isolation, as well as risk of danger from hazards such as gas and spoiled food and changes in weight due to reduced appetite. A recent study from Germany has shown that people treated with vitamin A nasal drops improved twice as much as those in the untreated group. We want to find out whether there is an increase in the size and activity of damaged smell pathways in patients' brains when they are treated with vitamin A nasal drops, said Professor Philpott. They will either receive a 12-week course of nasal vitamin A drops or inactive equivalent drops and have their brain scanned before and after the treatment. Professor Philpott said, "The patients will be smelling distinctive odours, roses and rotten eggs, while special MRI brain scans are taken. We'll look for changes in the size of the olfactory bulb, an area above the nose where the smell nerves join together and connect to the brain. We will also look at activity in areas of the brain linked to recognising smells."
Trading standards officers are urging people to be aware of four scams operating in Norfolk in recent days. One scam involved rogue traders offering gardening work in Helston. Suspicions were alerted when a man cold-called one person claiming he'd been working at a neighbouring property and offered to trim hedges. His offer was declined and the person asked the cold caller to leave and he returned to a red van. Trading Standards says its advice is to never deal with doorstep cold callers or agree to have work done on or around property if approached in this way. With energy price hikes hitting the news, experts are also warning householders to be alert to bogus energy salespeople. Fraudsters could attempt to cold call households pretending to be well-known energy suppliers. The scammers will then attempt to convince consumers to switch supplier and, if they agree, ask for their bank details. Another energy-related scam sees face-to-face salespeople knocking on doors and pretending they are there to help customers switch providers. If targeted by these scams, experts say people should not respond to cold calls, never give out personal or bank details over the phone, and never click on links in emails. And people in Brundle, Blowfield, Ingham, Hemsbay, Ormsbay, Caister and Borough Castle areas have reported young men doorstep cold calling. They often claim to be ex-offenders who are part of a youth offending scheme to say they have recently left the army and will attempt to sell household products from large bags or rucksacks they're carrying. The council's advice is to never deal with anyone who cold calls at your property offering to sell something. Another warning follows a report from someone living in Norfolk who received a call where a cold caller stated he was a local energy advisor before attempting to talk about gas pricing and contracts. Trading Standards' advice is to always be wary of any approach made in a telephone call and to never give or confirm any personal or financial details.